You're listening to a Bucks Plus audio production on the Bucks Plus Network.
This is Bucks in Six.
That's for the culture.
A full Bucks recap after every single game. Here's Greg Matzik.
Night one of a back-to-back for the Bucks in Game 2 in group play of the NBA's in-season tournament. The Bucks entertaining an Indiana Pacers team that bounced Milwaukee from the tournament and postseason a year ago. The Bucks were the aggressor early on, with defense fueling the offense.
Halliburton the other way, nice feed inside, but the shot rejected. Lopez erases the shot attempt from Quentin Jackson. Giannis going the other way, rumbling down the lane, just pulls Miles Turner out of the way and stuffs it down with a grown man dunk.
A little role reversal to make it 10-0 Bucks, forcing a Rick Carlisle timeout.
Sends down inside Siakam's, defended by Giannis in the block. Giannis pokes the ball free. It's another steal. Scooped up by Andre Jackson. Off to Giannis. He spins in the front court. Takes it inside. Kisses it off the window and good. Off balance. He thought he got fouled. That was a heck of a shot from the world's largest ballerina, Brooke Lopez.
The Pacers' first field goal of the game came at the 5:54 mark of the first quarter. Meanwhile, the Bucks stayed hot.
Hornets going to lob it up hot. Giannis catch and dunk on the reverse jam on the alley-oop feed.
Indiana would close to within six, but back-to-back threes from Bobby Portis pushed Milwaukee's lead back to double digits.
Giannis takes it down low, sends it to the near corner now. This time, Portis will try his hand from there, and it's the same result. Bobby Portis delivers back-to-back bombs. First time this season, he's had multiple threes in a game.
Portis again to close out the quarter for a 12-point Bucks lead.
A.J. Green's defense was great again. Here's Portis on the run at the end of the quarter. He hits the three on a running jumper from the top of the circle. Are you kidding me? It has been that kind of start for the Bucks here tonight.
34-22 Bucks after one. Milwaukee went cold in the second quarter, however, connecting on just 2 of 8 shots. One of those shots, a long ball from Gary Trent Jr.
Lopez is still out there, screens for Lillard. Now Lillard drives and kicks left corner three from Trent, and he buries it from that deep corner on the left side.
From there, the Pacers found their offensive stride with a 9-0 run to make it 44-42. Portis would dig the Bucks out of their offensive slumber with 6 straight.
Here's Milwaukee on the other side. Portis splashes through another long jumper. Was he outside the arc on that one or not? You're going to call it a long two.
17 first-half points for Bobby. For all of their struggles early in the quarter, the Bucks' offense would sizzle over the final 2:16 of the first half with a staggering 14-0 run. Threes from Torian Prince and a buzzer beater from Gary Trent gave the Bucks a 58-44 halftime lead.
Jackson's got 3 seconds left. Back to Prince. Prince pushes a pass across the court to Trent. He rattles it home at the horn. 3-pointer drops. Gary Trent Jr.
Down 14 at the half, the Pacers staggered their way through the early portion of the third quarter as the combination of Damian Lillard.
Head fake steps into the three, and this time he rips the cords. Pumps his fist going the other way. Dame wanted to see one of those go down. Lillard once more. Another three. Knocks it down from the same spot he hit a moment ago.
And Giannis pushed the Bucks' lead to 25.
Now the inbound pass to Lillard. He lobs up top to Giannis. Oh, baby, he sends it down with a big one-hand slam. He's a bad man. Giannis now sitting with 23 points on a beautiful setup from Damian Lillard.
The rim barely had time to recover before Giannis struck again.
Lillard, catch and shoot, three ball. Missed it, but the layup will miss as well. Andre Jackson missed it, but they'll tip out, went all the way out to Lillard. Lillard then had the ball knocked away. Saved back and bounce off to Jackson. He'll send him to Giannis, who rears back and slams it home with a thunderous two-hand slam.
A 15-5 surge by the Pacers reduced the Bucks' lead to 11. Giannis would close out the third quarter scoring with an and one to push it back to 14.
Giannis goes into his man, draws the contact, and gets the shot to go from the free throw line with a foul.
93-79 Bucks after three. Doc Rivers continued to ride his starters in the fourth.
Lillard trying to get around the defense of Mathurin, pulls up, fires up a jumper, and splashes it through from 17 feet away.
But the Pacers never stopped fighting, finding their range and taking advantage of a flurry of Bucks mistakes and misses. It was 108-102 Bucks thanks to a 16-3 Pacers run. Out of a Rivers timeout, the Bucks scored five straight to create a little more breathing room.
Gary Trent Jr. delivers a timely three from the top of the arc. A Michelob Ultra three, his sixth of the game.
One of six threes on the night for Trent. A highlight reel dunk from Giannis off glass, and the lead was back to 11 in the blink of an eye.
Hands off. Giannis rejects the shot down low. Walker kept alive. Lopez taps it ahead. Gary Trent Jr. off to the races. Off the backboard, an alley-oop pass to Giannis, who stuffs it down. And Gary Trent Jr. sharing a high five with a high-flying Greek freak.
The Bucks were successfully able to answer each and every Pacers run in the second half, with Giannis dominating the paint and the likes of Torian Prince connecting from deep.
Bucks have it the other way. Prince fires up a three from the corner. Bingo! That could be your dagger.
129-117 the final, as the Bucks improved to 2-0 in group play in the NBA's in-season tournament. Giannis, unstoppable on the night. 37 points, 10 rebounds, and 11 assists. Lillard added 24 as six Bucks scored in double figures.
This has been a Bucks Plus audio production.